Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Roman Reigns calls out CM Punk and didn't have many nice things to say either. Plus, we have details of Joey Ryan's 2 lawsuits following the speaking out movement at a huge main event for Hell in a Cell. For Wednesday, September the 30th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Roman Reigns is setting up.
Reigns went for the spear.
CM Punk from behind. Pulls him up. Shoulders down. Oh, I thought he had him. Going for the go to sleep on Roman Reigns. Elbows to the side of the face.
So that goes back to, what, 2014? January 2014, Roman Reigns and CM Punk one-on-one on WWE Old School Raw, if memory serves. Well, Roman Reigns wants another go-around. And with Roman Reigns doing some of the best work of his heel career, this is something I'm intrigued by. So Roman was chatting on Complex Sports podcast Load Management. And he was discussing some dream matches he would like to have. And he said, quote, all the way from someone as big as The Rock to someone like CM Punk, for instance. Someone who really hits home with our home audience, our hardcore fans. If you watched wrestling for the past 10 to 15 years and you love it and it's within your blood, then you probably have some kind of feelings about that guy. I know I do. Just by doing one of these things, he made my job a lot harder. If it's something that the fans can get behind and that it can really make them sink their teeth into the product and really dive into the creative with us, then I am willing to do it. I don't like the guy, but I don't know many people who do. I don't know many who do, but I am willing to put business first and make really good content if that is the case. He'd probably have to be slapped around a few times in order to get his mind right. But if it's willing and the fans and the audience are going to like it and be into it, then most likely I am going to be into it. Roman Reigns with some undiluted words for CM Punk. And Punk is one for always shooting from the hip when it comes to the current WWE product. And Roman Reigns right now, who, as we said at the beginning of this article, is having a new lease on life as this ultimate bad guy, this sort of final boss bad guy. And you feel him cutting loose a little bit more, which is why I feel like he feels comfortable to say something like this in the interview. And I must admit, sold me on the idea of Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. But we're not going to go too deep into that because I feel like, as news reporters, we've seen the word CM Punk and we've all got excited again. I feel like whilst a CM Punk return to form would be a wonderful time for all involved, I can't bring myself to see it. I really can't. I think everybody, and myself included, thought maybe we were a step closer when he turned up on WWE backstage as part of Fox. And then you sort of realise, well, no, this is a Fox deal and he's only on it a couple of times. So probably not. CM Punk isn't as invested in returning to wrestling, let alone wrestling in a Thunderdome or a performance center right now. That's certainly not at the top of his mind. But Roman Reigns very much shooting his shot with CM Punk. The guy he mentioned at the very beginning of that quote there, The Rock, there is a guy that I believe there is more likelihood of Roman Reigns getting into the ring with. The Rock was full of praise for Roman Reigns following Survivor Series. Took to Instagram to really put Roman Reigns over strong there. And they've sown the seeds in a way for a Roman Reigns Rock match, more so than a Roman Reigns CM Punk match. The whole tribal chief thing, the Samoan bloodline and the heritage thing lends nicely to a Rock return to fight Roman Reigns. The CM Punk thing would certainly be something the internet would like to see. Whether I'm gonna put my hat on the not happening hat stand, if such a thing exists. It'd be great to see. We'd love to see it. I'm saying no. Now, following the speaking out movements and the departure from professional wrestling of Joey Ryan, with the exception of a one-hour video where he denied all of the allegations made against him by multiple people, Joey Ryan's back in the news today. So, Joey Ryan has launched, now we understand, 2 lawsuits against his accusers, asking for an excess of $15 million in damages. So this comes from Wrestling Observer, and it was first reported by Heel by Nature. They say Joey Ryan is claiming for lost revenues of up to $10,000 in monthly wrestling bookings. So this breaks down as $3,000 in Patreon revenue, $1,000 in merchandise revenue, $1,000+ in monthly Twitch revenue, cameo revenue of about $500, and also $3,500 in monthly revenue from his home promotion, Bar Wrestling. He's also claiming he's lost social media influence and followers, and has seen a substantial decrease in pretty much every aspect of his social media life. And he's suing to reap some comeback from the damages of that. So Joe Meehan, a.k.a. Joey Ryan, filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District and Central Court of California this past Thursday. And he is claiming 3 women named in the first lawsuit made false allegations, which resulted in his reputation being damaged, leading to his financial loss. It's also been reported this morning via PW Insider that Joey Ryan has now launched a second lawsuit against women who came out against him during the speaking out movement. Now, in the second lawsuit filed before the City of Los Angeles Central Judicial District, it names one woman who is being referred to by PW Insider as Callie, since she's a resident of California, and 10 additional names listed as Jane Doe. Added, according to PW Insider, so Joey Ryan has the ability to add them to the lawsuit if he opts to do so. A 38-page lawsuit presented by Joey Ryan features background material on Joey Ryan, his career, his social media platforms, and detailed analysis of before and after the speaking out movement. And he says that Callie, who we mentioned earlier, took to social media to make accusations about Ryan's alleged abusive nature towards her, referring to Joey Ryan's other alleged victims, all of which in the lawsuit described as 6 different defamatory statements, all about Joey Ryan. The lawsuit also alleges that the 6th statement was specifically intended, quote, to prevent the plaintiff from earning any income through wrestling and destroy the credibility of his denial in the plaintiff's video, i.e. the plaintiff did in fact assault the defendant. The lawsuit also claims that Callie used Twitter as a way of defaming the character of Joey Ryan, putting out defamatory statements described and incorporated, which including plaintiff assaulting defendant, the plaintiff committing a sexual battery on defendant, and the defendant engaging in sexual acts with the plaintiff without the defendant's consent. This is all listed in the article, which you can find online as well. So this is going to be something that we're going to monitor very closely over the next weeks and months, as Joey Ryan from Three Women is asking for $200,000 each for economic damages, multiplied by the amount of months since June 21st. So $5 million from each in non-economic damages, basically. Also looking for punitive damages of $10 million due to, quote, the malice, hatred, ill will and despicable intentional acts. He wants a permanent injunction on the three from making any more comments about him in the future as well. And he wants them to retract all statements made against him. When we know more on these lawsuits, we will let you know more about it at cultaholic.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Haven't used this as the soundtrack to Hell in a Cell yet. I don't quite know. Seems fairly obvious to me. Sasha Banks making a return at Clash of Champions this past Sunday and attacking Bayley in the process, and it looks as if we are just a couple of weeks away from seeing these two clash. Now, WrestleVotes tweeted out the following: Sasha Banks versus Bayley inside Hell in a Cell is the planned main event as of now for the 25th of October pay-per-view event. Banks and Bayley. I've got some pros and cons to this. One being, I mean, the pro being, this is a great feature match to pay off Banks versus Bayley. You know, the aggression you can really manifest inside Hell in a Cell with these two. The con being, I feel like this is happening too soon. I know we have been slow building this since before WrestleMania, but I feel like we're sprinting to the finish line here, unnecessarily so. I don't really want to see these two in such a big match yet. I feel like this is the last match that they have, but this is indicative of WWE's process, whereby we have a pay-per-view called Hell in a Cell in October, where three of the matches need to be Hell in a Cell matches, and we need to find a way to shoehorn some feuds into becoming Hell in a Cell matches. Now, I'm not saying that Bayley and Sasha don't deserve to have the match inside of Hell in a Cell. Absolutely do. I think it's a great payoff, but I think it's a great payoff in 6 months' time. I don't think it's a great payoff like 3 weeks after the... it'll be 3 weeks... once we get to Hell in a Cell, it'll be 3 weeks since the Clash of Champions. So 3 weeks since Sasha's return, we go straight into Hell in a Cell. I miss the slow burn days of wrestling storylines, and I've loved this slow burn storyline of Sasha Banks and Bayley, and how they've just ground the gears of these two for months and months and months. And I just feel like we're sprinting to this Hell in a Cell match when we could easily spread this out a little bit longer, build this to WrestleMania, have them have the title match at WrestleMania, have them have a rematch inside of Hell in a Cell. Do it then, but that's not going to happen, because basically now, if you want to be in a Hell in a Cell match to qualify, you have to be feuding with somebody in and around October, as opposed to being in a blood feud. But be that as it may, as I said, these two will have a great one at Hell in a Cell. And I'm really delighted that that is going to be the main event. I can't think of another match with the same level of heat right now that could go on last at Hell in a Cell. So you absolutely love to see it. We've teamed up with Audible to give you a free wrestling audiobook on us from Under the Black Hat. Jim Ross's autobiography is a particular favourite of mine. You can sign up to Audible now for 30 days, absolutely free, and get a book on us. Even if you don't want to keep it, you can keep the book. For more details, go to cultaholic.com/audible. Taking a look at the ratings for Monday Night Raw and some good news for the company. The 28th of September episode of Raw pulled in over 1.8 million viewers, up from 1.6, and they were up against an early NFL game. So that's actually a really positive number for WWE. I'm sure there'll be many people delighted by that. If you missed what happened on Raw, you can check out what went down, because Jack covered Raw graded for me just the other day. In fact, yesterday. Days and weeks are all blurred at the moment. You can check out what Jack thought of Monday Night Raw on Raw Graded at youtube.com/cultaholic. WWE have announced another match for TakeOver 31, as the NXT Cruiserweight Championship will be defended this Sunday by Santos Escobar. He will be facing the number one contender, Isaiah Swerve Scott. Now, Scott's story is a really cool one. He's the only person to pin Escobar in WWE. He defeated him in a tag match in the Cruiserweight Championship and also in the Cruiserweight Championship tournament. They've also squared off for the Cruiserweight title before, but Santos won with the help of Legado del Fantasma and a gimmicked mask as a weapon. None of those shenanigans for this Sunday with the Cruiserweight title on the line. So this is what TakeOver 31 looks like. As well as the Cruiserweight title match, we will see Kushida taking on Velveteen Dream. The North American Championship on the line as Damian Priest defends against Johnny Gargano. The NXT Women's Championship on the line, Io Shirai facing Candice LeRae, and Finn Balor putting the NXT Championship on the line against Undisputed Era's Kyle O'Reilly. In terms of work rate, it's going to be one of them, isn't it? Where the card may not look like it's going to blow your mind, but once everybody gets into the ring, it's going to be A's all round. I'm just calling it now. Chris Van Vliet was chatting to Miro, the artist formerly known as Rusev, on his podcast recently. And he talks about working in AEW, comparing it to his time in WWE. And Miro said, "There is nothing to be worried about in AEW, and I've never been worried about anything, even before. It doesn't matter what people think. I've always been happy. I've always been happy. I just, going to work was a bit of a dreadful moment. But now that's gone, there are no dreadful moments in my life at all." So Miro describing going to WWE as dreadful. Yikes. Miro also revealed how he and AEW got in touch in the first place. He said, "So I was sitting at home doing my Twitch, and we found out they were interested, so we got in contact. It didn't start off great because I had other opportunities, but I knew I didn't want to go to just any place. I knew I wanted to go to two places, AEW and another one. There's another place that I really want to go to, and I will eventually, because that's just how it's going to happen. So they called me, and we talked back and forth. Even Chris Jericho said they wanted to bring me in. They wanted to bring me in with purpose and not bring me in just to be there. So they came up with this idea with Kip Sabian and the best man thing, and I think the best man is so suiting because of everything that I do. I thought it was a great shtick, and it's not just a shtick though, it's actually fitting because it's my personality, and that's why it was a no-brainer. Yes, let's just do that." I am enjoying the best man in AEW. You'll see him again tonight on AEW Dynamite, and Jack will talk about it tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with AEW Dynamite Graded. Big plans for Bound for Glory Week on Axis. This is the TV network that owns Impact Wrestling. They're really doubling down on coverage this October. The Bound for Glory go-home episode of Impact on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday the 20th of October. Following that, immediately, Talk and Shop Full Keg with the Good Brothers is airing on Axis TV at 10 p.m. Special broadcast edition of Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows podcast, which should be great fun. Also, a documentary called This Is Bound for Glory is going to premiere on Axis TV at 8 on Thursday. There'll be replay of the documentary at 6 o'clock. It'll preview this year's Bound for Glory and all the matches involved as well. And then Bound for Glory will happen on Saturday, October the 24th. There's going to be a pre-show called Live Countdown to Glory on Axis TV with panellists talking about the matches for the night. Loads of stuff happening. Talking of Impact's Bound for Glory, another match has been signed for it. As of last night's episode of Impact Wrestling, the Good Brothers have officially challenged the Motor City Machine Guns to an Impact Tag Team Championship match at the pay-per-view. There was a confrontation between them on Impact last night. Alex Shelley giving Carl Anderson some grief for his run in Japan, and later on we saw the Good Brothers beat the Rascals, and then the challenge was made, and we will see what they say. It looks almost almost certain that we will see them fight at Bound for Glory. Fightful Select reporting this one regarding Aleister Black's new WWE theme. What was that all about, I hear you ask? What was wrong with his old one? Well, according to Fightful, Aleister Black actually had a hand in picking and switching out his theme, because WWE is currently phasing out all the entrance themes that were produced by CFOS and replacing them with tracks by Def Rebel. Does this mean that Glorious is potentially on the chopping block? Oh, that doesn't bear thinking about. New contracts are being offered to NXT call-ups. We understand many of the new NXT call-ups weren't given new contracts, according to Fightful, when they were brought up to Raw and SmackDown. There have been several call-ups in recent weeks that we've heard of, that we are told that they'd be discussing new deals soon. WWE's rationale was that travel and schedule was already significantly reduced. With cutbacks happening, there was no reason to offer new deals. But looks as if there are now some new deals in the works for the guys coming up from NXT to SmackDown and Raw. And it was announced on Monday, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport will feature a four-person women's tournament that'll happen on the Monday. Lindsay Snow, Layla Hirsch, Killer Kelly and Allison Kay are going to be the four women involved. Two sets of matches, the winners advancing, facing each other later in the night. Hirsch is replacing Deonna Purrazzo on the Bloodsport card as well. Purrazzo pulled out as a result of Impact Bound for Glory. She has a title match there, so she decided to err on the side of caution and stay away from that one. So Layla Hirsch with a big opportunity to make a big impact at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport coming up soon. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Desert Island Graps podcast today. It's been away for the summer. It returns today with AAW returning and debuting on Fight TV in the UK. We have the AAW Pro Champion, Mance Warner, on Desert Island Graps, and we talked about a whole slew of things: his training with Billy Rock, his time in deathmatch wrestling, and that small moment when during a match he had a gun pulled on him.
I'm out here talking. A guy stands up to show that he's got a gun on him. I ain't gonna back down. If he shoots me, he shoots me. You know, if I live, I sell a bunch of t-shirts. You know, if I go, then that's it's a way to go, I suppose.
Also later today at twitch.tv/cultaholic, Jack and Owen are back. They are saving Sunderland on Football Manager. You can check out how they get on at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Newcastle United fans should probably avoid that one. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.